This is Trinity Sunday. And you wonder, well, what is Trinity Sunday? Well, Trinity Sunday is the first Sunday after Pentecost, which was last week. And the purpose of Trinity Sunday is to honor the Holy Trinity. We know what that is, don't we? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But some people say, wait a minute, the word Trinity does not appear in Scripture. Well, that's true. But it is taught in Matthew 28, 18 and 20, and also over in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. But the concept of the Trinity can never be completely understood or rationalized. That's what I was talking about in my youth message. But it's clearly taught in Scripture. So understanding all the scriptural doctrines, it comes down to this. It is by faith, which comes through the work of the Holy Spirit. We spend an awful lot of time in Holy Spirit school, and I hope and pray that you have a better understanding and, more importantly, a good relationship with the Holy Spirit. After all, we're spirit, and God's Spirit lives within us, and when we connect the two, we got a powerful situation, right? Well, that's Ralphieism. But to celebrate the first Sunday after Pentecost is celebrating the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that came. So, Trinity Sunday, trying to explain it the best that we can, is hard. But Scripture gives us a fuller understanding of the triune God. The Father is God from the beginning, John 1:1. Jesus himself is equal to the Father in John 10:30. I and the Father are one, Jesus said. So together they sent the Holy Spirit. And then they gave us a command. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, it's wonderful to know that we are spiritual beings, and God's a spiritual being, and while we're in this earthly body, He communicates with us. But I was thinking, what is the difference between an animal brain and a human brain? Now, we got a Boston Terrier that I dearly love. Now, he don't talk, but he sure expresses himself in a loving way. He looks at you with those eyes, and I often wonder, what in the world is he thinking? And then I was thinking, what's the difference between this animal brain and this human brain that I got? And what is the comparable size? Well, I found out that science really and truly hadn't been able to explain the vast difference in thinking ability between the animal brain and the human brain. Now, I know I'm weird. I'm just thinking about that. But the Bible reveals the spiritual component that God gives to every person. And the aspects of the human mind include self-awareness, intellect, creativity, personality, temperament, everything that enables the human to accomplish, and knowledge, short of true spiritual understanding, that's for sure. But then we are also able to talk. Animals make noises, but they don't talk. You know, I like the book of Ecclesiastes. I love Solomon and his wisdom and his stuff. And in Ecclesiastes 12:7, it mentions his spirit, saying that the spirit of man returns to God when we die. Well, absent from the body, present with the Lord is what the Apostle Paul talked about. And so we just trust God for all the blessings that we have in this life. So Trinity Sunday is a time to celebrate because we look at the whole purpose of what God is and His creation. So with that, you know, I'm a thinker. I don't know. Some people say I'm a stinker, but I'm just really a thinker. I don't know too much or for sure, but I'm a thinker. And I like to maybe just pass along some of the thoughts that I have. But one thought I do know, I'm a life that was changed because of the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of Jesus and the forgiveness of sin. And so I know when God called me into the ministry of proclaiming His good news, I knew I could do that because of the change in my life when I finally accepted Christ into my life. Now, it didn't come with no big lightning flash or anything like that, but little by little, I started to look at things differently. I started to behave a little differently. Quit drinking, able to continue for almost 30-some years now without drinking. I still struggle with other things, but I am a life that was changed, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that I have the ability to share that hope that we have in Christ. Because somebody said, well, what's your hope? What kind of hope do you have in this world? I said, my hope is in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and sealed with the grace of the Holy Spirit. That's my hope. Because what it says in Romans 7, and you heard me say it before when I paraphrase it, that if I only had this life to look forward to, I'd be a sorry puppy. But praise be to God, I have hope. Something much better ahead. Eternal life, returning with Jesus to set up His kingdom here on earth. What a blessing that we are as God's creation. So with all that said, I just wanted to let you know that a lot of people have been touched by the tornadoes and the bad weather, not only here in Tallahassee, but all around. I don't understand all these storms and everything, but one thing I do understand, that no matter what happens in this life, we have eternal life. If, I say if, I like the buts and the ifs, if we will accept Christ into our lives. That's the blessed hope that we have. We also have a lot of people that we lift up on prayers of intercession. And so they're on the list, is on the slides here on the website, the ones that we know about. But you know, there's always prayers that we don't know about it. And so we can lift them up too. Sometimes in church people will verbalize a prayer, but then some people don't. But we always say, but we can bring all of those into the throne of grace. So when we pray the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples, that's opening up and letting God's Spirit connect with our spirit. So I close this little segment with the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. You know, we all have temptations, but we pray that God won't lead us into the temptation. But we also pray, and I like this one of the versions that's in Scripture, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, God loves you, and so do we. Have a wonderful day.